the question has been asked. So if you got the notes, this is in your notes. Will I know my spouse in heaven? And the answer is yes. We will have a memory of the relationships that we had here while on this earth. And so even though the association of that relationship will not continue in heaven, you know, when we get there, we will know that that person, while we were on earth, was our husband and was our wife.
Welcome to Kurt in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Heaven Part 2. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Heaven Part 2.
Talk to me. I wish they would come back. I wish they'd come back. Then, you know, again, from those who study, you know, psychology and study this phenomenon, you know, you can actually bring that back up and feel as if your loved one came back to you and spoke to you. And then, and I hate to bring this one up, but let's be honest, and that is sometimes it could be initiated by an angel of light, right? And we know who the angel of light is, and that's Satan. You know, sometimes Satan can work in this situation. You may remember when Saul conjured up Samuel. Well, what was he doing? Who was he consulting? He was consulting a witch. And so evidently this witch had the possibility to at least make someone from the dead appear. Now notice I didn't say that she made someone from the dead come back. That's not what I'm saying. But she had the power to make somebody appear, right, to that individual. And so, you know, she was even shocked. Remember when Samuel showed up, Saul went to that witch, and he was consulting with the witch, and when Samuel showed up, she just about lost her mind, right? Because she didn't expect Samuel to show up, but she did have some kind of ability to make people who had died to make them appear. Again, not saying that she made them come back, but to make them appear to another individual that was living. So, you know, again, when we talk about heaven and we talk about relationships, you know, these are some of the things that we need to keep in mind. Let's move on. Will I know if my loved one is not there? You know, when I get to heaven, you know, will I know if my loved one is not there? I remember when I was in Colorado and I was in this church, and the gospel music they sang there was that country gospel, right? And that's why my wife, she got on me, man. I went and bought me a cowboy hat and a pair of cowboy boots, and I became cowboy the whole way when I was in Durango, Colorado, right? But I remember they would have these groups come by, and they would sing that southern gospel, and one of the songs that they would sing, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" And when they sang that song, you know what that meant is that if somebody in your family, you know, didn't go to heaven, then that means that the circle would be broken. That here on this earth, we have a complete circle, right? Our family, you know, our family unit. And when we die, you know, our hope as Christians and our desire is that when we go to heaven, that all of our loved ones will join us in heaven. And so that way the circle will not be broken. But the sad reality is that the circle sometimes is broken because there are loved ones who don't know Christ, there are loved ones who don't want to accept Christ. And so we know that if that's the case, that they're not going to heaven. And so if my loved one, will I know if my loved one is not there? And the answer is yes, that you will know that your loved one is not in heaven. But let me say this, that will in no way diminish the joy and pleasure that you experience by being in the presence of God. God said in Revelation 21 and verse 4 that he will wipe away all tears from our eyes. So although we have recollection of our earthly loved ones, there will be no pain in that remembrance. It must also be kept in mind that our focus will be on God and our relationship with him. The relationship that we will have with him, the relationship that we have with him will overshadow the absence of the relationships we had with loved ones who are not in heaven. Somebody has appropriately stated, we should be burdened for our lost loved ones while we are here on earth, because when we get to heaven, that burden will be lifted from us. So you will know if your loved one is not in heaven. You'll know if they didn't make it. But now, you know, the thing is, you need to make sure that you're there, right? That's what, you know, you might be worried about somebody else, but you need to make sure that you're there. You will know if your loved one is not there, but it will not take away from your joy or pleasure at all in heaven. It will not affect that at all. So, you know, that's something that we need to keep in mind. The next item that we want to look at, our memory in heaven. Isaiah 65 and verse 16 says this, that he who blessed himself in the earth shall be blessed in the God of truth, and he that sweareth in this earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, because they are hid from my eyes. So in this verse, Isaiah is speaking of a future day when his troubles are all forgotten and he will not be able to see them anymore. So he's prophesying about a time when his former troubles will be forgotten. So clearly, he's saying that those negative experiences somehow will be either taken away from our memory or they'll be purged, so that even if we, well, let me move to my next slide. So in heaven, our memories will not be removed, but purged and made whole. So again, I'm saying that God is not going to take away our memory. You know, we still will have that ability to remember things, but those negative things, you know, he may purge them out of our mind, or, you know, he may work some kind of way where they're not going to be painful. All memories that brought us pain caused by sin, sickness, and Satan will be cleansed. There will be no sting of pain in our memories. Again, Revelation 21, 4, because the Lord shall wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow. All right now, saints, look, sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things are passed away. So again, those painful, excruciating memories that we have here on this earth, God will either purge them from us, or he will take the sting out of them, so that, you know, we will not experience the pain of those things. You know, as I think about some things that have happened in my life, you know, some painful things that hurt, right? Wouldn't it be something if I went into heaven and throughout all eternity, those painful, excruciating memories stayed with me? That wouldn't be heaven. So again, what I'm saying is those things, God will either purge them or he will take the sting out of them, so that even if they stay in our memory, that they're not going to hurt. And then, you know, some of the things might we might reflect back on, and maybe we might rejoice, because maybe that is what caused us to come to Christ. Maybe that's what caused us to draw closer to God. You know, I think of there's two verses in the Psalm, Psalm 119, and the psalmist said, it was good that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. And then another psalm says that before I was afflicted, I went astray. So maybe some of those afflictions led us to the Lord. And so maybe in our memories, we might reflect back and say, wow, you know, that was, you know, I needed that. You know, I was sharing with y'all on Sunday, right? How did I start having some prideful thoughts, right? And as soon as I was having the thoughts, you know, I in the back of my mind, I said, this is not right, right? You know, and all of us sometimes we get filled with pride, and you know, we have some prideful thoughts. And about 3 minutes later, a place that I drive to every day, right, I ended up scraping my car on a pipe on the side. And I told my wife, I said, you know what? I said, I truly believe, because the pipe is right against the building. So how could you know, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I believe that God pushed that pipe out there into my car, right? And so, you know, that was a lesson that I needed. You know, the Lord humbled me. And you know what? You can say what you want to, that I wasn't careful or whatever. I mean, you can say any of that, but I know it was the Lord. I know that the Lord did it to humble me. And so that's a memory that I'll have, because God helped that situation to cause me to be right with him, right? And so maybe some of the painful things in life, if they helped us to get closer to God, that in heaven, we may rejoice in those things. You know what I'm saying? We may rejoice and say, you know, Lord, man, you know, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Lord, had I not been afflicted, I would have continued down the wrong path. So, you know, again, you know, when we talk about memory in heaven, I believe some of the painful memories, you know, God will purge. Some of them he will take the sting out of. And then some of them he may just, especially if they brought us closer to him, that throughout all eternity, that we can look back and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing that to come into my life, because it brought me closer to you. So when we think about memory in heaven, we see that, yes, we will have memory in heaven. What about recognition of family and friends? Will we be able to recognize family and friends in heaven? And so here's a couple things to take into consideration. And the answer to that is yes. Jesus was recognized in his resurrected body. The disciples recognized him. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples recognized Moses and Elijah. And as far as I know, they had never seen them before, but they recognized who they were. Abraham and Lazarus recognized each other, you know, in Luke chapter 16. And then in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, it says, then I shall know, even as I am known. And so we look at this, and a lot of people believe that this verse is talking about when you get to heaven, that people will recognize you and people will know you. And so, yes, we will recognize family and friends when we get to heaven. And I'm always blown away when I think about this, that, you know, my great, 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 great ancestors. And you can keep going back. You can stop at great, or you can keep going back. Great, great, great. You can keep going back. But some of them, and hopefully a lot of them, are in heaven. And just think, you know, and maybe they serve God. You know, you might have had people in your family that you don't even know, that they love God with all their heart. They were on fire for God, and you didn't need, you know nothing about it, right? And then they look at you when you get to heaven, and then, you know, they recognize, you will recognize your loved one, and you guys will be able to talk about, you know, even though you came up in different time periods, different eras, you'll be able to talk about the great God that you served. You'll be able to talk about the great God that you love, and you'll be talking about it with someone who was a blood relative here on this earth. Wow. That's going to be powerful. I look forward to meeting my ancestors who love God and who did great things for God. As the song said, what a day that will be when my Jesus I will see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me into the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a glorious day it's going to be after I spend that time with Jesus. What a glorious day it's going to be when I begin to meet my ancestors. And, you know, just think, somebody said, you know, well, aren't you going to run out of stuff to do in heaven? What are you going to do for all eternity? Man, this is going to be so much stuff there, it's going to blow your mind. And just think about one of the things that, you know, we'll have an eternity to do is to meet our ancestors, you know, and spend time with them, spend time talking with them. You know, we can think about our parents or our grandparents and maybe even our great grandparents and the influence that they had in our lives, and that we do look forward to spending time with them. However, what about the ones that we didn't know? So we're going to recognize family and friends and ancestors, and we're going to spend a marvelous time with them. All right. This is, I'll tell you what. If nobody else is getting blessed, I'm enjoying this study myself, right? That thought right there just got me excited. I'm ready to go to heaven now, I'm just kidding. So I can meet my ancestors. All right. Here we go. What about enemies in heaven? What about enemies in heaven? So as difficult as it may be, what did Jesus say to us? He said, love your enemies and do good to them that hate you and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. So now let me ask you a question. If we've been asked to pray for our enemies on this earth, right? Do you think when we get to heaven, we're going to have enemies? No. If he wants us to love our enemies here, when we get to heaven, just think. Love is going to be the order of the day. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 12, it says that love covers a multitude of sin. So somebody that did something wrong to you, there's going to be so much love in heaven that it's not going to bother you at all. And then love is so predominant and so powerful that God wrote a whole chapter in the Bible on love. Put on your Bible caps. Let me ask you. What chapter in the Bible, the whole chapter is about love? Ding, dun, 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 dun. Right, 1 Corinthians 13, you got it. That's right, you got it, 1 Corinthians 13. He wrote a whole chapter on love. So what do you think is going to be the order of the day when we get to heaven? It's going to be love. And so heaven will be flooded with love, and there will be no enemies, for everyone will have love for each other as we get to heaven. So there's not going to be any enemies in heaven. So even somebody that did you wrong here on this earth, that there's going to be love for them. Now, let me share with you, and I'm going to close with this. Let me share with you a unique illustration, all right? A unique illustration and a powerful illustration. In the book of Acts, and in Acts chapter, and on the screen, let's see, I have there Acts chapter, okay, yeah, Acts chapter 8. All right, so We see in Acts chapter 7 that Stephen was stoned to death, that they stoned the man to death, right? And then we look at verse 1 of chapter 8, and look what it says here. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Whose death? Stephen's death. That Saul, who would later become the Apostle Paul, that he signed off on Stephen's death. He signed off on his death. And at that time, there was great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and they made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, as for Saul, he continued to wreak havoc in the church, and he entered into every house, hailing men and women and committing them to prison. So not only did Paul kill Stephen, but he threw Christians in jail. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that Paul and Stephen are in heaven now, squared off with one another? You know, you think that you remember that toy? I know some of the guys probably remember this, and maybe some of the ladies remember it too. I remember I had a toy, and it was called Rock'em Sock'em Robots, right? I think maybe every little boy had that toy, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. And do you think that Paul and Stephen are in heaven, Rock'em Sock'em Robots? Do you think they're battling it out in heaven? No, because of the love that's in heaven, the love for one another, that they put all that stuff behind them, and now they are walking in fellowship, and they are walking in love. You know, I often quoted that poem, to live above with saints we love, oh, that will be glory, but to live below with those we know, hey, that's quite a different story. So again, no enemies in heaven. Think of who your enemies are here. That's why, you hear people say, man, I can't stand him. I can't stand her. I don't want to have anything to do with that person, right? Just think about that. I mean, have you heard somebody say that? I've heard many people say that, and they hate the other person, and the person is a believer, right? And you got two believers that have hatred for one another, or they'll put it like this. Well, I don't hate them. I just don't want to be bothered with them, right? Well. I just feel some way toward them. Is there somebody like that, that you feel animosity towards? Is there somebody that you feel anger towards? Is there somebody that you don't want to deal with? Somebody that you don't want to be associated with? Is there somebody like that right now? Well, you know what? When you get to heaven, man, y'all going to be all lovey-dovey. Y'all gonna be hugging, and y'all gonna be slapping five and high fives and sitting down talking and fellowshipping and everything else, because that foolishness is not gonna take place in heaven. So, I went off a little bit. Forgive me, saints. I went off on a soapbox there a little bit. Forgive me for that.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Heaven, Part 3. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Heaven, Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Heaven, Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Heaven, Part 2 from our Bible Prophecy Series, or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series on Bible prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.